Bro, what episode? I'm like trying to think of what this is. Episode what now?
69.
15.
15.
Something like that.
14, Josh is like, 15. Josh is like something like that. He was listening to the last episode on the way here.
I did.
He's like, I got to prepare. He's like, how did I sound last time? He's like,
I'm not sure. Was Josh on the show last time?
Yeah.
So you were sleeping outside in our parking lot this entire time?
I was. I didn't do anything for 2 weeks.
Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's what guys think.
I was literally here for 2 weeks in the parking lot. I had a cot set up in the parking lot.
Dude, I went into the laundry machine. He was on the fucking dryer, bro.
No way.
He was like, this is a good spot.
I had the Big Booty remix on. Dude, I was lifting to that today. I get like a nice lift when the Big Booty's on my phone.
I was listening to Tay with Ryan.
Yeah, that's the best.
We got Ryan here today.
Number 11, though?
Number 11? Yeah, number 11. But number 11 only. Nah, I think it was 16, but we got our boy Ryan here today. What's up, Ryan? Everyone get a shout out to Ryan. Our boy from Jersey coming back, moved out to Ohio about how long ago now?
In October, so.
October.
Like 8 months, 9 months, something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that was a minute. You know, it's been a while, but now you're back here to hang out, chilling with us at the Cribbo, and you're going to be getting a tattoo done, right?
Over the weekend?
Right here.
Right here, actually. Josh,
where are you getting it done, though?
I'm getting my whole arm finished.
Like where, though? What
shop? Dolan's Crib.
Aztec Ink in Elizabeth.
Shout out the Aztec.
Shout out my artist at High Off OJ on Instagram.
Oh, High Off OJ. I know who this man is. I've seen, well, I don't know him, but like I know him from Twitter.
I've seen him on Twitter.
He's a good artist. He does like a lot of good art. Yeah.
He did that one that you have now.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool.
That's the tattoo from Harry Potter, right?
The knowledge of the
Professor Snape.
I know.
Nah, dude. Ohio. Like, what do you do over there?
Yeah. Like.
Like, are you by Cleveland?
Everyone asks that. You like, said what's
you're
in Ohio?
So you're in Columbus. So you're by like Ohio State.
Yep.
He's like 10 minutes out of.
Like,
Ohio.
What do you do in there? Ohio? Yeah. Like, I always wonder. Like, no, people that live in Wyoming. Do you guys milk cows on a Saturday night?
What do you guys do in Ohio?
Not much. It's work and drink.
Oh man.
There are places to like go out, right? Like, there's obviously clubs.
So you just got the daily, the community guy just coming out, just fucking hammered, coming to shop. Like,
the clubs aren't.
I mean, it's probably like the same thing as Jersey. Like, there's probably like regular like community bars and like big clubs.
Well, that's
but I just can't picture it.
I got it. So Ohio would be Hazlitt in New Jersey.
But no,
nothing going on.
No, it's not. No.
Maybe a bar.
I mean,
we were talking. Tell me what you were saying about like the bars.
So
there.
When you go out, it's all just like bars, like not like an Applebee's bar, but like
you're walking in and it's literally like an Applebee's almost, like it's a bar. Like you're saying, it's like not
red,
an Applebee's.
Like kind of like Red Rock kind of vibes.
So you're okay,
but you go. There's no porta. Like that.
There's no place like throw your ass.
You can't throw your ass in a circle.
No, fist pump.
They don't really do much of the ass throwing out there.
No fist pumps.
How are they dancing out there?
They probably square dance.
Because
square. I have seen some square dance.
Exactly.
No
way. They're probably amazing. Bussing it.
Yeah. How many cowboy hats are in the bars at all times?
Not much, because we're in
boots.
A big city.
Yeah, right. Boots, I bet.
But like,
yeah, Columbus is a big city.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, Ohio State is right there. That probably just consumes the entire fucking...
Yeah, there's a whole strip leading up to the campus, which is just nothing but bars on each
nothing
side.
Nothing but
of the street.
Drunk college kids.
Yeah, Ryan said it was weird because he's like, it's weird to be back in Jersey and I don't have to pump my own gas. He was like, because... he doesn't have to because he's
when
been...
Pumping gas in the middle of December is...
Oh, yeah, that's probably fun. The worst.
Wait, what do you mean you haven't had to?
Oh, he has to.
Like, I have to pump my own gas out there. Coming back here, I don't have to anymore. So
is gas like $3 over there still?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It's crazy.
$3 so here. Right now.
We
$3
went to, here. Where were we? I was with Billy. We were getting gas, and he was like, "Bro,
right here by the BP."
He was like, "Let's." He's like, "Dude, $3." It was like $3.11.
Yeah, I was like, "I got to go somewhere else." And Frank's like, "No, that's everywhere."
It's everywhere.
Like, fuck.
Yeah,
we're screwed.
At like $3.06 or something right now.
We're screwed now.
Have you seen a spot that's under $3?
There's like certain places where you know you gotta like. Give them a little handy to get like $2.95. No, I'm just kidding.
Give
but
me
like,
the
there are places like you can find like I think there's one in South Amboy. It's like $2.97, but you're not finding anything for like $2.85.
No,
unless you're sucking.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless you're sucking.
It's the summertime too, so those prices they go
exactly.
Up. I remember
how much
one
is the electric like for the cars?
The hybrids.
Yeah, how are they going for? How much?
How much are the? You don't have to pay for the chargers, do you? The Tesla chargers?
Are they free?
Well, you have to pay for a charge, but the charger, I have no idea. But
like those superchargers.
My boy had a charge, like a Tesla, and I think if you fill up your car or like, you know, battery wise, it's like, I think his was like $20, $19 and change.
I got you.
So it's not, it's way less than to fill up your, you know, your regular car. But
right. Well, that's good. I mean, save the environment, nice little less money.
Hell, if I can spend less money, I'll
drive. And like a base car. Tesla, I'm pretty sure is like the same price as like a new, like Nissan Sentra.
Yeah. No.
Like it's a little, bro, like a literal, like a model.
Yeah, I feel like the dreams.
Lowest. No, dude, it is. Like a model, what? I think the lowest model is like
50,000.
This like no, 37,000. Like, it's like the same price as like a fucking Honda Accord.
Then you'll go there and be like, yeah, then we put the new tires on, and they're like, that's the next 10,000.
Why do they sound like that?
Because there's always that douchebag there. Oh, yo, I got you.
It smells like Axe body spray.
Yeah, it reeks of like terrible cologne.
I thought you could like, I it's crazy. I could just buy one online too, right? They'll just like ship it to your house.
They ship it. Well, they ship it to
Elon the comes to your house. I don't.
Right, Elon comes in.
Yeah,
shakes your hand.
By the way, did you see that Elon fucking car on Instagram blowing up? It looks like it looks like a polygon. Like Pokemon, you know what I'm saying?
No,
you're talking about like the
roadster, the truck, the Cybertruck one.
Nah, it was like. I wish I could pull up the video, but it was like wild. It looked like you know, in those video games when it's like half scanned car and it's like digitizing, right?
No,
it's like it just stopped there.
No, it has to be what we're talking about, Josh and I.
A truck though.
It's not the Cybertruck.
No. Cybertruck.
It looks like
I know what you're saying. No, the Cybertruck looks like the Halo. Those it's not that. Looks like that, but it's all black.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
I gotta pull up the video. You guys keep talking.
There's only like two of those like in production, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't even... I imagine seeing that fucking rolling around.
No,
bro.
Dude. It's crazy because sometimes even at LA, like I'll see like a Rolls Royce SUV just pull up in like a fucking like Lambo or a Porsche. Yeah. I mean, we're also in Homedo.
Right. But, some of the cars out here, I'd be like wild. Like, I don't even know where they're from.
I got to switch gyms, dude. LA is just, it's home and native. Like, I've been there so long. Like, I love it, but they haven't renovated a thing, dude, since eighth grade. Like, literally, I've been a member since like eighth grade, the Homedo LA.
Yeah.
You used to go there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's been the same gym, dude. Like, it's been the exact, and they'll keep things broken. Like,
it's annoying.
Like,
do they just not have the money? Things. Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it. Just simple things like the light in the gym, like in the basketball court. Like, someone will fucking kick the ball and it'll break the light, but then they won't fix the light for 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, just get someone in there on a Tuesday morning and just
how
fix
high
the
are
light.
The lights, though?
Doesn't like, matter, dude. Just those bitches could be high, bro.
Oh my God.
Just get somebody in there and fix it. So that shit just annoys me. But
and they have like what? Like, they have so many people going there.
Like, it's not that many people. The Cliffwood one, there's a lot of people. A lot more titties there. Definitely. But
I went to Planet Fitness today. Ryan was like, is it like Bad Bitty Day at fucking Planet?
Oh, there was a lot there. A lot of girls.
I said, I got to move to Middletown.
Yeah, he was ready.
The Middletown one is big, pretty big. There's
I didn't think it was that big. And then I walked in. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, this is good amount of room. And the guy was like, do you want a tour? And I looked around. I said, this is it, right?
Yeah, right, left and right.
That's my tour, right?
Oh, my God. Exactly.
But he was like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I would ask, is there a basement?
Yeah, right.
What do you got down there? Chains and whips?
The swimming pool. All I really wanted to know was if they had fucking, you know, a good amount of equipment, and they did. So I was like, yep.
They got the tanning.
I just didn't want to go. Yeah, they have that. And like, I can use any Planet. I was like, I don't want to.
Do they have
back
a steam shower?
Yeah, they have nice showers and bathrooms.
They have showers, and they
I miss a nice steam shower.
The water bed or whatever that shit is. Hydro massage.
It's crazy.
Yeah, what else do they
got? One to plump your butt.
They got the
free pizza every Monday, every first every month. They got donut day.
Bagel Monday, pizza Friday.
I mean, that to me, bro, is just like a joke. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, I understand you're trying to be accepting of everything going on, but you're a gym.
You are
a gym at the end of the day. It's
even
though you're more like fucking Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh my God.
But you're a gym, and like, you're literally giving pizza like every month for free, like just having tons of pizza. It's so crazy to me, but people love it because they get to eat dinner on a fucking random night, bro, for free. They love it. But
I saw a video because I was telling Ryan, I was like, yeah, do they still do like the Pizza Fridays? He's like, I never heard of that. He's like, I heard it like the bagel days, the free
bagel days.
I thought it was just bagels. It's like on Mondays, they would give bagels in the morning.
Bagels or donuts or something like that.
Yeah. I didn't know they did pizza until Frank mentioned it.
Oh, where is this at?
It's at Planet Fitness.
Oh, that Planet Fitness? Why would they give out pizza and bagels at a...
You ever see the video of the guy on
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing abs and biting the pizza?
That's what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that was Planet.
It just doesn't make sense to me, but I understand what the part of the
they're just point trying of to be like, is. Oh, we're more accepting. Don't worry, I understand that piece of shit.
Just go with your no judgment zone. You're fucking, you know, right.
You're going there
shit.
To you're oh, going there like, to get you know lose the fat. You're gonna come in fat, obviously. you can't come in ripped.
Bro, I love the lunk alarm thing. It says like Larry. What is it like Larry?
No, it's like Ricky. Ricky. No, it's like Ricky's got like a tank top on. Yeah, he's moaning and he's got a water jug, bro. That's literally like half of LA. That's any gym besides that's Planet. Gym. You understand that, right? Like any they, other gym. You know, that's any gym on any given day at any time.
Like I've been to a few gyms. It's every gym.
There's some people in Planet that are fucking gigantic.
And sometimes,
too.
Like, and that's what I don't get, because, like, you got, if you're putting on, like, big weight, you're grunting. Like, it's hard.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't do that, and I can't drop the weights. Like, I'm holding 95 pounds.
Imagine, like, you someone's like, shh, like, all right, you do it.
Like, go to the library.
It's fucking heavy.
I never understood that either. Ryan, I got to crack open this. Ryan suggested, he said we need to get the.
I mean, these are good. I've definitely.
So hold on, we gotta talk about this. Josh.
Ooh, that was a nice claret.
Yeah, that was. Thank you for bringing them over, but let's get the first taste. Here we go.
Disgusting.
Imagine. Absolutely terrible. That's the last sip of the night. No, it's really good.
Told you.
It hits.
What is it? Truly strawberry lemonade? Strawberry lemonade.
And now, since we've had so many seltzers, I think White Claw is at the bottom of the list.
Ryan it was the like, first, though. It's classic.
Ryan was like, let's bring the Claw. I was like, it's been a minute, bro.
Corona seltzers at the bottom of the list.
Terrible. Corona seltzers are the worst. Yeah, actually, sorry, Corona seltzers, but you made a terrible seltzer.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They but White like Claws nowadays, bro, just do not hit. But that you know,
I haven't had a White Claw.
They'd be hitting my fucking intestines because I need to this. Yak, bro.
This is pretty good too.
Yeah, the special blue raspberry one is good. Definitely.
I'll never forget when you went to the fucking bar and you had like five White Claws in like 2 minutes.
Oh, at Jake's.
He's like,
yeah, that was a bad night for me because I felt like I had to catch up to you guys because I'd work till 10 and I hate that because you guys were all there, probably had like 4 or 5. So I got there and just slugged.
Like it was like
45 minutes.
Yeah,
I had like,
like someone says, if you don't do these drinks right now, we're killing your whole family.
I like and eight claws. Like, right.
He was doing the Jacob Bob's bucket contest. They bring out the buckets and like if you don't finish in the first 5 minutes, they have to kick you out.
Oh, yeah, because I'm pretty sure I got the buckets and I was just slugging them. I stumbled.
I stumbled
to the bathroom. I was bad that day at Jake's.
Was your eyebrows like?
I haven't been there. Like, it's kind of overrated to me now. It's really expensive there.
What?
It's so expensive at Jake's.
Jake's?
It's so expensive.
Is it like $18 for a rum bucket now?
It's like $16, but like you know, you're paying $10 for a vodka club.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and it's like mostly Frutures.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what do you
not
think? Well, like
a rock club, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
I mean, how much are they like? I mean, the rum buckets by fucking Asbury were $20,
and they're not homemade, bro. They're fucking Trulies and fucking Bud Lights, and you know, pomegranate True. Juice and raspberry. You know what?
Yeah,
it's not like a.
You see them pouring six
yeah,
bottles.
It's not like that. It's not like a real rum bucket. Definitely not.
What do you think has the best rum bucket? What do you think?
Donovan's.
What do you think, Ryan? What's the best thing you've drank?
But Donovan's is also expensive. But I understand Donovan's because it's in Seabright. You got G Wagons pulling up, fucking everything pulling up. So I get
Donovan's
that.
Ones were pretty good.
Donovan's are good. Well, Ryan and I, he was telling me, is your ID you got from Ohio? Like, it's brand spanking new. It's like the ones that
I got it, I think, April.
Yeah.
It's one of the real IDs, the ones that you're supposed to need for flying.
Yeah, so I got one of those IDs. Because they sent me like a thing in the mail to renew it. So I said, all right, yeah, I'll fill it out online. And like a week later, I get the ID in the mail. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I wish I had it on me. I don't know if I showed you. But it says, it's the fakest looking ID. I thought it was like a test ID. Like, this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And on top of it, on the top right, it says not for real ID purpose.
Right, right.
So I was like, is this like a fake thing? But apparently that's for like the
airport. He was ready to throw it out too.
I was ready. He's to
like,
chuck
I think
out.
I just throw this out, right? I was like, I don't think so. I don't know why would they give it to you.
I was like, I guess they're gonna send me my actual one, but you have to like to get like this real ID thing for the airport. That's they delayed it until 2023 now, but you'll need it to travel. You need to give them like three things of form of identification or some shit like that. But I was like, what the fuck? So so he has his legit ID. We go to it's from Ohio, but so we stop into like the liquor store right here. And I was like, all right, I'll pick up some noons and you can get these, what Josh brought over there.
You guys went right to the circus over here.
Yeah. So we go to the circus.
I didn't get ID'd.
No, they didn't ID me. I mean, I don't know why he got screwed, to be honest.
They looked at him to like
high school. Wait a second. So they didn't. So they didn't ID you.
No. I mean, I look 30, but they probably
seen you before. Yeah,
Frankie looks like he's. Granted, I look like I'm 14 without any kind of facial hair.
Yeah, you need facial hair.
If Ryan didn't shave, maybe.
Yeah, maybe if I didn't shave.
That's weird. If I'm being honest. But yeah, so go on.
So he didn't get ID'd, but I think he got ID'd because it was a younger, it was like a young dude, right? And he probably thought he was going to get in trouble.
If he didn't ID him, obviously.
So, so we walk up to the counter, you know, they ID him, and he's like, hold on 1 second. And he like walks over to like the lady in the corner who's like doing some shit on the computer. And he's like, we're not taking out of state IDs, right? I was going to let it go, but I don't want to, you know, get in trouble. So the lady's like, no, we don't take out of state IDs. And I think someone came in with like a Wisconsin fake one because I heard them mumble about something about Wisconsin, like someone with a fake.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, yeah, sorry, I can't sell it to you. Sorry.
So someone had came in previously with a fake from another state?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, probably
that's bad timing.
That's just bad timing.
I don't think it was that day, maybe like a week ago.
Yeah.
But it's still a federal license.
Yeah.
And right. I'm also in a random liquor store. Like,
they should have
on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday, I'm with somebody who's 25. Like, clearly, we're both
some
probably
here.
21. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So just. Especially because they didn't ID you, they're gonna ID you.
But Ryan was saying that they should have had this. What is it? The scanners?
Yeah,
right?
It's just
to like scan just it, beep it. Like, oh, it's legit. Good. Here's your fucking thing.
Like you go to like Bar A and they have scanners there. It's
I've been to a liquor store that has scanners. You know, everyone has.
Do you guys
think
we're about to have to wear masks again?
Bro, I better not. I do not want to wear it again. I'll get a fucking booster. I don't give a shit.
It just sucks because
I will get a third vaccine.
No, it don't matter to me. Like it. I'm still stepping out regardless. At this point, if you're going to get it, bro, you're going to get it.
I'm going to tell you one
thing.
I'm
good.
I'm going to tell you one thing. They shouldn't have it mandatory at the gym.
Oh, I haven't worn a mask since I was
How you
running
on the treadmill with a mask on?
If I was, they said to me, I don't have to wear a mask, I have not worn one a single time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wear one. And New York is, you know, now like if you go to a fucking club in New York or a restaurant, you got to put on you have to be vaccinated. Like you have to show a vaccination card. What I'm thinking is, bro, these New York clubs have been closed for a year, right? They're not going to check the legitimacy of your vaccination card.
And you can fake that shit every day.
They're going to look at that shit like, you know, you never see that video with the security to pat you down. That's what it's going to be with this. Yeah. That's what it's going to be with the vaccination card. You think they're going to fucking scan your, you know, check your Moderna number? Like,
they're just going to
let you in, bro. Like, these places were closed for a year of time. You know how much money they could have made in that year? Especially in New York. So, it is what it is.
They're going to come up with a better system. So, yeah. So she's like, no, you can't buy it. So then I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, all right, I'll buy them. And she's like, can't let you buy it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I guess that's that. And Ryan was holding his lip. Now I was like, all right, let's just go.
Yeah.
Like, it's so dumb. It's like, it has the star on it, everything. Like, you can't fake that license.
No.
It's weird.
And then it's like, no, sorry, doesn't work.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Imagine wearing one to, like, pour it on Friday.
What, a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It's one thing.
Like now, I just couldn't imagine that. Now.
I was saying, beat that beat up, but like under a mask.
Like I can't be a hypocrite. Like I can't be wearing it in fucking Harmons and then run into like I'm out. Like I guess it's different if you're outside. I don't know. At this point,
there are certain places you could just wear one, like a doctor's office, like we said.
Yeah, understand
stuff like that.
Medical.
But bro, if I'm gonna run into a Walgreens. And I'm good. I'm vaccinated. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about if I get it, I fucking get it. I'm out for 2 weeks.
Right.
Big deal.
Yeah. I got.
Even though there are a lot of people on a ventilator, I heard.
I mean, I don't know. I think the vaccine's going to help you get. Like, I don't know if people on ventilators like with this Delta, like that were vaccinated. Because I don't think so.
Delta shit.
Delta 9.
I have no fucking idea what's good with this Delta shit.
One of my coworkers. One of my coworkers got it. That got vaccinated.
Vaccinated.
I just turned into the Germans. He was. You need another?
Can you get me one of those?
Are you dry?
It's on the other side. Are you dry? So yeah, he got the what's it called? The Johnson and Johnson. So the Johnson and Johnson apparently isn't as.
Yeah, those are fucking olive oil. those vaccines are cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz.
That's why the Yankees keep getting COVID cases. Apple juice loaded up. Right.
Yeah, that's right, right? The Yankees all have Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, they all.
And they just keep getting COVID cases left and right.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, how you doing, man? Like, is everything all right? He's like, ah. Oh. He's like, I feel like a piece of shit. He's like, I have like 103 fever. He's like, chills. I was like, bro, that's like, I don't want to get sick. Like,
yeah, like, I don't want that either.
I don't want that.
No, like, I understand. Of course, no one wants to get sick, but like, you can do, you have done everything you need to do. If you, when you walk into
someone, that's what I'm
saying. So like, you're just going to get it.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, like, you're at not going to like, point. Yeah, you fucking airbox in the air.
COVID. Like, you're not gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just gonna get it.
You took all the precautions. Like, even my parents, like, they did everything and they got it. Like, they did everything. Exactly. Like, how the fuck are you gonna
get it? You're gonna get it.
You got four masks on. You got, you know, you change your clothes. You take a bath. Wash your hands.
Unless,
you get it.
Unless you like this.
You know what's crazy though? Like, you can literally get like, got it.
You get it.
That's it.
You know what I found was fucking hilarious? All right, so when I was coming back home from my mom and dad's after vacation. There was a lady in an astronaut helmet, like full-on astronaut helmet. Like, I was like, are we going to space?
Wait, how long ago was this?
That's like,
a week?
Well, how long ago was that? Like, it was back in
ago, when
like,
you guys
end
went
of July.
To...
Yeah, the end of July.
Jesus like, Christ.
Yeah.
I saw someone in Target with a TV on their head. Did I send you guys that?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Some guy was wearing a TV mask. It was just like literally like he cut out like an old TV, like a VCR built in, and just put it on his head.
Left the screen on and everything?
Yeah. It was insane.
I did not see it.
See through it.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I got to find that one. I think I put it on Twitter somewhere. But
I had like a giant mask on the TV.
That'd be really funny. Like a fucking diaper.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, Ryan. I know you came up to get tatted, but what are you thinking? Like, I know you're getting it on the on your arm, like a whole sleeve, but like, what's do you have like a design in mind? Yeah. Or
what does it mean?
Well, I'm keeping everything ancient Egyptian.
Oh, that's lit.
Doesn't have to have a meaning. If it's cool, it's cool.
Yeah, it's art.
If you like it, you like it, man.
It's art. Just
All right. It doesn't have to have a meaning, but what made you want that?
I've always liked mythology. So
right.
Mm-hmm. Greek, Egyptian, Norse, a little bit.
See, there is meaning. You guys say there's no meaning. There's you just meaning. Said the but meaning right there.
It's just art.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I like that. I like that like, description.
It doesn't have to.
It doesn't have to have a meaning.
Quotes or dates or anything.
I'm getting Pinocchio on me.
Oh, are you?
Because if like you're a fan, like if you're a fan of something, like a genuine fan of somebody or something, you can get them tatted. I feel like that's normal. Whatever. Fuck it.
It's your body.
People get like whole sleeves of just like people, dude. And
the one thing that I never get is like the blackout tattoos. Where
it's those are people that are just a fiend black. For
I'm
the tattoo needle.
Yeah, like that's gotta hurt. Yeah. The shading is the worst part, and that's all shading.
Yeah, no shading. Well, you think shading is the worst part?
For me, yeah.
Not me. The lining for me is bad.
It depends on the spot,
well,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Area.
The shading is normally fine for me, but I know
I mean, if you're getting shading on a spot that sucks, that probably
you have to
sucks,
think about
right?
this. The shading only hurt. You're correct. The shading does hurt more. It's just because there's more needles.
Let me. So on my tattoo, he had to go back and shade a certain part that he had already moved off of, so it was already kind of puffy tender. And swollen. Yeah. And then he had to shade over that.
Yeah.
And that's what hurt.
I was gonna ask you guys, what do you think is like a tattoo that you see that's pretty popular that it's just not like you're like that's not it. Like I don't know about that one.
Wow.
Because like I'm not like Billy and I never
got a tattoo. I've always had ideas of what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I have ideas of everything. I just don't know where and I don't know how to draw. So I would have to find pieces on the internet.
Oh no,
and just,
yeah,
like,
of course. That's well, why I didn't.
And then tell them like, yeah, this is what I want.
No,
and then
they'll draw it up for you. You just need to find it online.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do light and dark sleeve. Which we're fucking.
Yeah, I want to do like Pillsbury Doughboy in my ass.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna.
If I were to pick like one thing that I mean, everyone gets flowers and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That I understand because it's probably like a place filler almost for like sleeves and shit like that. Like, you know, put a few flowers in there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Like
the compass.
The compass is a big one. Mine is when people get their own last name tattooed on them.
Or like established like your birth date. Or like that year you were born or something like that.
Like, I'm sorry, but you're going to forget.
Yeah. Their last name. That's a good one. That's a good one.
The last name across the chest. Or
especially
belly.
When it's a dude because it's like.
Or like
it's never changing.
We're not coming at anyone, right. But
like a giant cross,
like that right on the back.
Yeah,
giant cross in the back.
I mean, sword. I understand you're Catholic Christian. I understand,
right?
Like there was this. Oh my god, there was this fucking kid in high school who, you know who I'm talking about?
Are you talking about this one?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
There was a kid in high school. Well, actually, he got in middle school.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. I think so. He had it at 14. We're talking about a different person. I remember he was in like 8th grade and he had it. It was like eighth right grade. Here.
Initials, he? Initials, J. First initial started with a J.
And I don't know his name.
Rhymed
anymore.
With my name. Then it was the same.
What was his
mine.
Name across his
I was
sleeve?
The same name.
Yeah, what?
Nah, but this kid would just stroll in, bro. And
but
just,
wasn't he not? He wasn't Christian, though. Whose toes are that?
I have no idea. What'd you say?
Billy's toes were on my toes.
Nah, but this he kid. Toes me, so I got close.
This kid had like a giant cross, like right on his forearm, like blacked out, like a giant cross. And it would was, just like stroke it almost it was, like all day, like just to make sure you saw it. Like
just
would,
a cross.
Yeah.
Like just
that would
across.
Be like me sitting here, just like
no,
like,
that's
like,
literally
like
what
bacon
he would be doing
across my arm.
Just fit, like literally
just
what
like
you're doing
massaging
right now,
the bacon tattoo on my arm.
What you're doing right now, that's what he'd be doing all day in like wild. Geometry class.
I remember he had it out like all the time, like this, like just so everyone saw.
Yeah, probably because it hurt. Probably just got it.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, middle. He got it in middle school. How
I'm
old
pretty
are you
sure
in middle crazy. School? 14.
I'm pretty sure he had it in middle school because I remember 15, like he. Maybe. He like was. I remember we had a class together, and I remember he was like, he was so mad young, and everyone was like, "Yeah, we got a tattoo," and he was, and everyone was like, "Wow, it was a cross." Like they were just like,
yeah. Wow. I think crosses, flowers, yeah.
What about a tramp stamp?
I was gonna. I honestly, like, I honestly was gonna say like spine tattoos, but those are hot. So I can't
like the
really
moon
say.
Phases,
like shit down the spine. Oh my god, I'll bend you over.
I was gonna ask. I was gonna ask you guys. What do you think? Like, what do you think? Like the hot.
Hot
what's
bro.
Like the hottest tattoo? Like
that
you, like,
hot.
That's just,
I like the side.
The side, yeah.
Side. I like upper
hip,
thigh,
yeah, yeah,
like
that's
hip
yeah.
area,
yeah,
and yeah. also obviously what I just said.
Neck down the neck.
Mugging.
Guys, like I like the tattoos.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
that's
fucking
a, that's
bird,
a,
bro.
That's a new one.
Bro,
bro I don't know about this. Like it, it's,
yeah,
good.
It's all right.
No, but what I'm thinking about like just when you're a grandma, bro. Like just rock talking that. I'm just
I mean,
saying,
you're never gonna see.
Yeah, I was like, your grandma saying, showing her tits.
I'm just imagining peeping a grandma like, yo, she fucking, she was bad probably at one point. Yeah, like it's just something to think about.
I think girls with tattoos like they've been growing on me. Like girls, I got like whole sleeves and shit. Crazy.
Big
the spine, up. The spine though.
It just makes me think you're badass.
Oh my god. You can get anything on the back, bro. Ed and Eddie character. It don't matter.
Not, no,
that
Josh,
shit don't matter, bro. 20 McNuggets down the back. that shit don't matter, bro.
You got a couple jawbreakers down the back.
What would you do if you just had like fucking Ed and Eddie crew just looking at you in the back? Like,
what's going on? Making high
contact. Josh would be like, it's like a throwback. It's a throwback.
I think it's funny because people get like people that are really like a just get tattoos like for real, like random shits,
yeah.
just get anything on them.
Right.
Like they'll get like an Ed and Eddie character or like shit like that. I kind of like been thinking like, what if I was like that? Because
yeah,
I like
getting
them.
Random.
I just like getting.
Would you
them.
Get it in color or nah?
I would never get anything in color.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm good.
Yeah,
black and white problem.
I'm good. The only thing I have color is the two eyes right here, but besides that, I'm good.
What color are they?
On my chest. Like a teal.
A teal.
Just because I thought it would stand out.
Did it?
Not really. So I wish it was all black, but I don't really like color because I think it fades away more.
Oh, yeah. As well. No, it does. Definitely does.
As opposed to black and white, which turns like a slight gray, but it's still, you know.
You gotta cream it.
Yeah, you can't really see it as much, but in because it's all basically all black.
Right.
There's a lot of like white ink. For detailing to kind of make things pop more.
Is this like? Did they do anything in it? Did they touch this or not?
Just skin.
Damn. So you're paying by the
you're
hour.
That white?
You're paying yeah by the hour. Or you're paying a whole price.
A whole price for it.
You don't have to say it. I'm just asking. By the hour places, like there's a couple places like that. They kind of like I don't want to go there.
Like,
yeah, I always feel like the
I kind of just feel like you're milking it. Like you could be milking it, but I'm not gonna press you because it's my body and you could take your time. But at the same time, like. You're probably milking it.
Or they feel like they're doing you a favor by kind of rushing.
Right.
And then it doesn't come out as good as it could.
Right.
Have.
I actually didn't think about that.
Yeah,
that's
so
probably,
it's
that's
like,
true too.
There's too much value.
A project,
yeah,
I feel like
I'm good.
I feel like I would want to go
especially
with a
place that charges like 100. Like, just give me a price.
Yeah. Because
right. then you could take 6 hours. I don't give a fuck.
You,
just
take,
get,
three, you
yeah.
could take 3 days. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just
as long as it looks good. And yeah. It, yeah.
No. I was going to ask, like, did you guys, for those of you who don't know, you can get a free tattoo at some places on Friday the 13th. Did you guys ever get a Friday the 13th tattoo?
You know I have one.
Yeah, that's why we brought it up, Josh.
Josh, read the room, bro.
You know I have one. I have a Playboy bunny on my right ankle.
Can I see it real
it
quick?
Is actually...
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I haven't seen it, I think.
Whip it out.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, there she is.
There it is.
You should have got it on your finger. The eye is just a little big. Same. I got it at White Wolf in Hazlitt. when I got there that day, I'll never forget this. When I got there that day, there was literally 45 people at this little ass tattoo shop.
That's one by the movie 45 theater, people. Right?
What?
That's the one by the movie theater, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right by like the right, old yeah, Pizza Lulu spot.
Pizza Lulu.
I didn't know there was a spot back there.
There's a What's, White Wolf. Mr. Dude, Clayton like, goes there to get his tats.
I used to shout, out, really? Shout out Clayton. I delivered food to White Wolf one couple years.
But there's like 45 people there. I think I was there for like 3 hours. Because you can only choose from like a specific like, yeah, like kinds of tattoos to get on Friday the 13th. So for me, like I'm not going to get a butter. Like all this, I'm not going to get that. So it was either between this or like an outline of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So I'm not gonna get Jersey tattooed.
Bro, I remember someone in our fucking high school got that and got like the star where he's from, right in this spot. And I was like, come on.
I kind of just wanted to, like, I wake up some days and I just like, I'm gonna get one. You know what I'm saying? So I I got one. The Friday the 13th. I went. The eye looks kind of terrible, but whatever. It's a fucking story. I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah. No, this is fine.
I kind of want to get my legs completely tattooed though.
Like a whole sleeve on both?
Especially my left leg, which is already like I have two on there, which I need to get the whole leg done. I think leg sleeves are sick.
Bro, I was dying at Instagram today because did you see what I threw on my story? It was what's his name? From The Sopranos, Tony. And it was like in character and he said, "Yo, Seal, I'm at this friggin' Lollagoots." Supposed to be like Lollapalooza, like the.
Oh my god!
You have to read this
post.
It says he's at Lollapalooza.
Oh yeah, I did see that. That's
he said, funny. "What time's Journey playing?" There's some post my own guy going on.
Crazy dude, those shits. Like, could you like? Would you pay? Like, how much is a Coachella ticket?
Absolutely not. Is the answer. I would never pay to go to like Lollapalooza. Like,
how much is Coachella?
It's like, gotta I'm be pretty, like a couple.
I've never been. To
I think like no, I looked at it's like a thousand.
Dude, I think it's like
no, like the base tickets.
Are like to go for the weekend. It's, bro, like, it's like
12.
It's like 1,200.
That's nuts. I thought I saw them. I thought it was like 900 for like
hotel.
And I really like love music. I do.
Yeah.
But I would never. Pay 1,200
to be honest, they should give you everything for free. Free drinks, free food.
There is like a thing like that, but it's like 20 grand. And they give you like a hamburger and a slice of pizza. That's
crazy, bro. Yeah.
But like people at, you know, like we mentioned the Delta variant and everything going around.
You know why it's so
all
expensive?
Those people crammed in like sardines at Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
like,
bro.
Did and you also see the trending, kids. The trending photo on Twitter of like all those people just like squat up.
Oh, yeah. And also kids sneaking in.
Oh, yeah. Just
kids jumping fences and fucking.
So there is a video.
I know exactly what you're about to say.
There is, there were people like jumping fences at Lollapalooza to get in. And the security guard stopped one dude, and it happened to be the dude with a prosthetic leg.
I saw that.
I did see that.
The only one with a prosthetic leg.
I was like, you can't let that one guy in, bro.
That's the one guy I would let in.
I feel like
just be like,
so if you think you could do this, so if people can get away with that at an event like that, you're telling me I can't hop the fence at PNC?
Oh, yeah, definitely can. I mean, where would you hop?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know where it is. But there's gotta be, I think, all the way up, right?
Isn't there I think there's a place to fucking sneak into PNC, bro. Like, there has to be.
I mean, if we go scope it out, we could probably find one.
Yeah, we have the pregame.
If people are fucking sneaking into Lollapalooza and shit, I could.
But they're like, they're going in like squads of like 100. Like,
crazy, dude.
Yeah, they just rush a gate, knock it over, all run in, and then you disperse into the crowd.
And that's it. You're good.
Thousands of people.
Once you pass the gate, they're not going to find you.
Yeah.
I'm gone. I'm gone forever.
Where's the proof that it was me?
Forever. Exactly.
Yeah, unless they have like a drone at all times, like flying over.
I just couldn't imagine myself like at an event like that, like Lollapalooza.
Even like no COVID.
World just couldn't COVID imagine doesn't myself. Exist.
I don't think you could pay me to have gone to that event.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be dope to go. I'm just saying I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
Like, I just would just not like, go.
I don't.
If I was given the just, opportunity to go.
Like, if someone said, "Josh, I got two tickets for a year.
Like, we're going to go. This is your birthday present." Oh, I would have a great fucking time.
But you're saying
I'm
never
going to like go out of my way to purchase tickets to
is
like
it because of how expensive they are, or is just because of how crazy it is to
both
I
just I don't mind getting crazy, but I also don't, dude, people probably get fucked up like physically.
Did you see the video of people like passing out, like
and bro, if you like pass out and you have like serious medical problems like at the
imagine
event,
how hard it is to get to you.
You're not getting out
yeah. Is it hot there?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's in.
It's in Cali.
Must be hot out there.
It was just, it was just outside of Chicago.
Yeah, and those are the pictures you see on Instagram.
But Coachella, the huge
crowds, and it's like if you were here, how are you going to take a piss?
Bro, yeah. Dude, like, yeah. How are you taking a shit? Imagine you really
It was in Rolling Loud. Was in Miami.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like 98 degrees, bro. If something's happening inside of the crowd,
melting.
You're not getting to that person. Yep. You're good. You're going in your pants. Whatever you gotta do.
Are you going in your pants?
In your pants.
I mean, hopefully you got something to piss in.
Honestly, I wouldn't. That's probably
what you're wearing a diaper. I'd wear an adult diaper
too. Or take some type, or like Imodium or something, so you don't have to shit. Imodium. Something that you don't have to shit.
I just couldn't imagine myself. Wearing
an adult diaper in my
cousin. I was laughing my ass off at this video on Twitter.
LMAO.
I was showing Ryan. It was a performance of Megan doing WAP.
I saw that.
Did you see
the Megan from Drake and Josh?
Yes. No,
what's her last name?
Oh, Megan, what, from Drake and Josh? Oh, shit.
Megan Parker. Oh, Parker. Her name was Megan.
It was Megan Parker. She was
there. Right.
So they had the person for the ASL, like the American Sign Language, like with the crowd. Did you see it? they had this you know, the signer on stage. So someone's like, I want to go over for WAP and see what she's gonna do for like the signing. And once they got like to the part, like where, what is it, like Cardi's part. Like she was just going,
I want to spit. I want to choke.
And she's like, she points to her mouth and then does like the squawk, bro, squawk,
the squawk double hand combo, dude. Yo. Oh,
and then someone writes online like, damn, she was thick too.
Oh my god,
bro! Imagine, like, how do you
people on the internet, dude? They say the wildest things.
That must be great though, like for a fucking signing job.
Oh, 100%. She was having a ball.
Yeah, she was probably.
I mean, you're probably like ad libbing. Like, I don't know, like.
Not that. I don't think they have a sign.
Are people picking up on shit that quick? I feel
like she got to be making that up. Like, there's no way.
Like, no, do they have a specific area for the people who are deaf?
If I was deaf, I'd be like, slow down. I can't understand.
They probably do understand.
What the fuck you're saying?
Like, who's deaf at those things?
Helen Keller, if she was there? Like, I don't know.
Helen Keller.
They still feel vibrations, right?
Yeah.
And you also, like, not to be a dick, but, like, you wouldn't be... People that are deaf have, like, a... Speaking impediment.
Yes,
just because they can't hear themselves think or speak. So,
what are you trying to say that?
That like if they were slow down, like it would, I'm not trying.
I wouldn't be able to. I know what you're saying. Dude, what do you guys think about? Did you hear about DaBaby?
DaBaby.
Oh my god, did you hear about that? What do you?
That man's really getting dropped.
He got dropped from 6 festivals.
I understand.
Yeah, me too.
I understand. You can't say anything. You just have to know your audience. What
was he saying exactly? He was saying... Was this when he was performing?
This is right before or after his...
mid-performance.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he was like mid-performance. He was just like, you know, if you're not sucking dick, like
if you don't have AIDS.
You don't have AIDS.
Or HIV.
If you're living, you don't have AIDS, like put your phone in the air. If you're not sucking dick in the parking lot, like put your phone in the air.
Where did that even come from, though? Was there any type of...
Bro, sad. he just says shit.
Says this darnest thing.
That's so weird.
So, but you just have to know your audience, and especially the times that we're in. Bro, you'll get canceled for calling for a celery something, you know, mean. You'll get canceled. You know what I'm saying? So... Him doing that, he has to understand like what the repercussions are of that decision.
I was talking.
Probably doesn't give a fuck though.
No, he's made enough money. It
doesn't matter. Like he probably doesn't really care, but he's gonna care when he's dropped from 10 shows.
Yeah, and he might be like, "Ah, fuck that! Like, I don't care about that bread." But in the back of his mind, he's like, "Fuck."
I mean, yeah, people, he's losing endorsements, which I also get too, and fucking sponsorships.
Dude, I just like thought about it yesterday, and it's so funny to even think about because it's like it would be impossible how. If Eminem started today with the same music, that motherfucker would not have a career at all.
No.
I just don't. I think he would just be like, end up being fucking like G-Eazy.
Yeah.
Or like Token. All these other fucking...
I mean, he wouldn't be able to do any of his material because they would just be like, this guy's a fucking...
Oh, you're saying...
If he did like his... If he did like his... What's it called?
Like Imagine, bro? Like
My Name It? Like all
my
that,
name
like
is...
Like the whole Eminem show?
Like, get the
Eminem show,
here.
Especially.
If he did
that
the
album.
Eminem show now, he'd be like fucking...
Like shake that like ass or whatever.
Tell me this now. Tell me this now. Would you think that Eminem growing up, younger now, in this generation, would he sound the same?
Would he sound the same?
He would probably make different content.
Well, that's correct.
You're right.
He would use his lyrical bars, but with new music styles. And hopefully, with his ideas, he'd probably pop off.
Yeah, he'd
up.
Probably
we
be
don't
singing
know.
About I mean,
we would have never known.
And we don't... Actually, we don't know, because...
But maybe he would be inspired by, like... whoever got inspired by him probably wouldn't be... The way they are.
Well,
now,
they're
so.
Also yeah. There's other rappers out now.
We're digging
now.
Too deep into this room.
No, there's other rappers
we're
out
multiverse
now.
Soon.
that like talk about real shit.
Snoop Dogg,
like J. Cole, like talks about real shit.
Never
like
smoked.
Obviously, there's rappers that talk about fucking lean and you know banging girls. Like obviously, so
Ryan was saying today we were in the gym. He's like J. Cole. He's like, you know, his album's good, but he's like, what'd you say? It's just not
the,
bad.
He's like with Forest Hills Drives. He set the bar so high for himself.
I 100% agree because
it's so hard to replicate.
What are you saying, right?
2014 Forest Hills.
I mean, his current album, the one that he just released, is good.
Yeah,
it's a good album.
I'm not forcing you to say anything you don't want to say.
You're good. It's just comparing it to like Forest Hills Drives. It's like
just tell me how it is.
Is it that good?
And compared to his other works, no.
But like, it's still good.
No, nothing was that good. But music back then. Like 2014 to like
2018
was goated.
It was the best.
It was an era.
Being goated. In college during those years was like amazing timing.
Like our parents forever. Used to relevate over those like specific times. We'll relevate on these.
All those Fetty Wap memes, dude. Bro, let me tell you something right now about that motherfucker Fetty Wap, dude. That man had like after proms, dude.
He owned the world for like 2 years.
It didn't matter who you were. Like you were dancing to you were fucking singing along to that shit with the Drake.
Baby, won't you come my way?
The Drake remix on that. Yeah. Oh my! When Drake slides in.
Oh yeah, my he did. All I gotta do
is put my mind to this shit. Goddamn, it's crazy. Josh was like, dude, my ass. I put a line.
Josh had two tunes. He's like, yo, I was brushing my teeth for like six times a day.
Two tunes. Plug it in. Start brushing.
I got Beethoven on that. Two tunes. Do you know how bad I wanted that as a kid?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! We have it right. We haven't talked about. We've never talked about how just good commercials were back in like the early 2000s.
So good.
That's 100%.
Like they were whole storylines.
And there's no hold bars.
Dude, I would sit down and watch those fucking infomercials when they had the magic bullet come on.
That's a bad.
That and they had a whole like story like the Chef Boyardee with the can.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Like, they're not making shit like that nowadays.
Remember the Education Connection
commercials? Now they got Fortnite dancing with Go-Gurt in their hand. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're not making shit like that nowadays. Unless it's like the Super Bowl. But yeah, commercial. I mean. Especially like
what's
waking
your, what's
up
like
in the
your favorite commercial that you remember that's like nostalgic as fuck.
I mean that Chef Boyardee one is so funny. Oh my god! I also like the any of those like the Coke ones with like the polar bear or no, not the polar bear, the snowman.
Like
that. Oh yeah, the snowman.
During the holidays.
Like probably
nah,
like
the brisk one with the snowman.
Brisk.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Brisk. That's what I'm thinking about.
Because he drinks it and then he turns back to a human, right? Is that what happens?
Bro,
he was like a skeleton.
Bro, that shit, bro. You can't make that shit was legendary back in the day. Yeah. Bro. They're not making shit like that now.
Bro, I used to fucking
brisk iced tea. You could put that in an IV. I will fucking slurp that down any day.
Josh, it's good. It's good. I remember the fucking. Do you remember the Eggo waffle commercials when they were like in the place with the syrup? They were like in the place.
Dude, the Reese's puffs.
Oh,
the
Reese's puffs.
Reese's puffs. Reese's
peanut butter chocolate flavor.
Oh shit, bro! You're waking up at 6:30 in the morning for school. Reese's puffs.
I could tell you, I was dancing while pulling my clothes on.
Yeah.
Mom,
next time you go to the grocery store, can we have Reese's puffs? No, you're getting mini wheats.
Mini wheats.
That's it.
Do you remember when Mini Weeds got in trouble because they said like it helped you with your brain and shit like that? They got in trouble and now they have to change their like logo and thing to be like one bowl and you're good till lunch. And now because before it was like one bowl and you're gonna stay awake and able to do your classwork.
One bowl? Like,
one bowl.
That's filling up my pinky toe on my right foot. That's not doing dick for me. I can do that, bro. One bowl.
You know what? I'll go back to the one of the commercials I remember because someone posted it on Twitter like not too long ago. There was like these a French toast stick commercial, and it was like the guy was in like the dentist, and it was like he couldn't eat them because everything was blocking him, and then he finally got them. And so like the guy who was in that commercial like tweeted was like, "I finally fucking got those sticks, bro." He was like to this day, and he had like a box for them.
No way.
I need to like just think about other commercials that were going on like back in the day. I'm nostalgic. Is that like a, am I using that like correctly? I'm nostalgic about.
Yeah, that works, I guess.
That works. Why?
I don't want to be wrong. So I'm nostalgic about, I'm nostalgic about like the times when I was like 10.
Right.
Like 2007 to like 20 fucking 10. where I just was literally doing nothing. But I was I was growing up, so I was having a good, like, I was just growing up, but no responsibilities, and you were just like watching Drake and John. Like, it was just
sometimes
people talk about growing up, bruh. Shit sucks. Shit genuinely sucks, bro. You pay
your first bill and you're like,
shit sucks. I wish I was fucking 12.
You know what's crazy? I made a playlist. I made a playlist on Spotify called 90s Dance Floor Hits.
Crazy.
And I think it was like a TikTok of these DJs like playing like classic 90s songs or like songs from the 90s. But they were like those pump up, like,
right.
Like Mr. Vane and all that other shit, like Tonight is the Night. But this song, bro, like this one right here. This just makes me, like, this just takes me back to, like, being in the McDonald's playground. Like, just fucking being in the ball pit.
That is, and I'm just a specific memory.
And I'm like, why do I think about that? And
this
I
takes just, me back to a sweet 16.
What year did that song come out?
Better Off Alone? Probably, like, had to be, like,
I'm early. So they were probably 92.
So they were probably playing that at, like DJs, like, back in, like, the fucking 90s.
I mean, 1999, released 1999. Oh, I mean, right. I was 3 years old fucking dancing my seat like this.
Oh, my God.
Dancing
in
my little seat.
Were you guys big on, like, the McDonald's toys back in the day? Did you collect them shits? Like,
I the did. Fast foods? I was big on, like,
I don't think I did, really.
Nah, I wasn't.
Like, I got them every now and then, but...
Like, if I saw a commercial on it, I was collecting everything.
People
if
worry
I didn't
about
see the commercial, I wasn't doing it.
People worry about COVID, but been inside those jungle gyms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dude,
like, you had little Jimmy who probably fucking took a shit in those ball pits. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, I fucking
drool,
hate
boogers in your nose.
I hate those little kids that cough.
I
like,
hate that.
The tongue out.
Like, bro, cover your mouth. I don't care if you're fucking two, bro. Cover your mouth.
They sound like a goat.
Like, have your parents not taught you anything?
Nose. Yeah.
Right into their own mouth.
Oh, dude. When you see the little bubble of booger hanging out their nose, I just want to, like, tell them, like, or get their mom, like, blow it out.
So, how do you guys... So, I love kids. Like, genuinely, I work with kids, but at the same time...
He's like, you can go.
Like, sometimes I'm just like...
Like, would you guys...
So, you can tolerate kids when you're getting paid.
I know. I could tolerate anything for the most part, but sometimes, like... I do, like, in my mind, I'm just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are your parents telling you?
I'm not in the mood.
Like, at home or, like, anything like that, yeah.
It all comes down to parenting at the end of the day.
Oh, God, it's parenting. And, like, when you have to deal with parents, like, for my job specifically, especially like, yours, I'll try and teach parents, like, the ways to, because when I'm not there, I'm only there for, like, 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
So when I'm not there, you have to be doing the same things that I'm doing when I'm not there.
Josh is like, you got to bull with your kid.
And if I'm not, if you're not doing the same, if exactly
bull with your kid.
Yeah, exactly. If you're not doing the same things that I'm teaching you, then your kid is not gonna change.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Do you guys? Do you guys want kids?
Oh, 100%. I want kids
at some point in my life.
Yeah.
Because
some people are like, nah. Like right now, like
right bro, now. There's a lot of kids who don't. There's a lot of. Kid. Well, there's a lot of people who don't want kids our age.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that shouldn't have kids.
Yes,
correct.
There are.
That's correct.
And there's a lot of people that shouldn't have kids that do have kids that have multiple kids.
Unfortunately.
So Ryan, you were in Colorado not too long ago, right? Colorado.
Yeah, for the MLB All Star Game.
Sick.
How was it? Like, what was it? Was it a big? You know, was it planned? Was it even like a?
It was very last minute on my end. So my buddy, Christian, shout out Christian. He covers all kinds of sports for his work. So he basically had a hotel room for the All-Star game that he found out about last minute. And he was like, hey, I have a hotel room, buy a plane ticket, and come hang out in Denver.
Yeah, you have no choice at that point.
I was looking at it because it was like, you know, 4 or 5 days notice.
I think that's me.
Tickets were sky high for the plane. And I was like, I can't not go.
That's me with anything. Like, if you're going to tell me I have a place to stay, I'll buy the plane ticket.
Right.
Exactly.
He's like, I'll see you
there. No questions asked.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But Colorado, I think everything is legal over there.
Yeah, right?
Like, shrooms. Like, bro, everything.
What's legal in Colorado?
No,
like heroin?
I don't know about heroin, but like, wait,
isn't there a
place?
Yeah.
No.
They decriminalized it. So it's not legal.
If you're found with it,
they confiscate it, but they don't. It's like a $25 ticket.
You know what they'll do? They'll throw you in rehab.
That's what
they'll do.
See, I think that's the type of shit that we really got to worry about as a country. Like, how are you decriminalizing heroin?
Well, when they're thinking like, of it more like they're thinking of it like more like this. Right? Like, if someone was doing heroin, right? They're not throwing them in the jail. They're getting them help.
Yeah, if you're selling it, you're going to
jail. Okay. Like, you're instead of going to jail and you fucking freaking out and like getting fucking killed, they bring you to a rehabilitation center.
If they walked into someone's house and there was just stacks of heroin, like they were going to
distribute. They wouldn't be like, all right, bring them to jail.
No, wouldn't they? Yeah. What if they were a seller? Would they arrest them?
Well, yeah, if they're the seller.
Yeah, because then you're distributing narcotics.
Yeah, that's when you go to jail. But that's the other way.
Like if you get caught doing it
and something like that,
it's... They don't arrest you anymore.
Was it because it was such a high rate?
Yeah. So it's
they give you a court order to go to rehabilitation. If you don't, then you can get a sentence. But
there's an opioid crisis in America. Like,
right? Yeah,
100%. Sorry, bro. It's been since fucking 1960s.
Yeah. So it's instead of locking people up, they're trying to rehabilitate them.
Yeah.
Sticking them in prison.
It's a good direction because maybe we'll see less of it.
And or, it's a great guinea pig, if it works.
It's a good guinea pig.
But Colorado too, bro. Shrooms.
Colorado.
Shrooms.
Crazy. I mean, you don't do it. I've done shrooms. Yeah.
The stupid part about it was, my plane landed Saturday night.
Yeah.
8:45.
Wait, Ryan. We hear this.
My apologies.
No, it's all good. You can't hear it.
Just do it to your lap.
We had to go three headphones, and Ryan also doesn't like to hear himself, so it worked out. Bang. So you had to take three planes?
No, so I had to take two.
Oh, okay.
But when I got there, I had to take an hour-long train ride to our hotel. And for whatever reason, everything in Denver was still closed or closing early because of COVID.
Right.
So when I got back to the hotel on a Saturday night at like 10 o'clock, pretty much everything was closed. I had time to get dinner, and that was it.
Damn.
All the, dispensaries, everything closed at like 6 o'clock.
Shit.
Yeah.
So when you're out all day doing stuff and then you're like
10 o'clock.
Maybe I'll get some weed today, whatever, edible, whatever.
And then you're chilling.
Nope, it's closed.
10 o'clock.
And then you had to be out the next day, like right away. So you couldn't even.
Yeah, I mean, because it was constantly, we were constantly doing stuff.
Right.
And then so we were there Saturday to Tuesday or Wednesday. And
that'd be good for me, bro, for things to close at fucking 10. I could be in bed.
That'd be great. Josh, yeah.
I would have no choice. You have to be in bed.
Great for the employee, bad for the people who want the
week. Yeah, it would be bad if you're normally open till fucking 2, 3 in the morning and you're closing at 10.
Like the one I went to over here I think it was, what was that place, Frank?
It's like really North Jersey.
It starts with a B.
Yeah, Belford or
Belford,
something.
Over there, they have one that runs for 24 hours.
Belford?
It's like a dispensary. It's not Belford. It's something else. It's somewhere like really. It's like an hour away. But he went there, and then there was like they were open like for 24 hours, and he got like 100 things. Billy is rummaging through his stuff to see.
Yeah, but if I mean like, from.
So there was two or three bars over by the stadium that were because of All Star Weekend. Stayed open.
So sick till
like
there,
two
dude.
Or three, and then actually I think it was Sunday was the MLB draft, and me and my buddies were sitting at a bar in Denver, and the Yankees first round draft pick was at the same bar as us.
Yeah,
so we were just chilling, getting drinks with the first round
that's
draft
so
pick.
Dope.
Of the
New York Yankees. Yeah, that's dope.
And then the next night, I don't know when, but Pete Alonso, home run derby champ, was in the bar.
Wow.
After winning the home run derby.
Oh, shit.
So it was
wild, probably.
I don't know how the hell we missed him. Yeah. He's like 6'3", like 230, just big dude.
You go here?
Nobody even saw him.
I've been there once.
That's funny.
Sorry.
Yeah, how would no one recognize him?
Well, I mean, he's walking, because the home run derby champ this year got like a big, like, spinning necklace or whatever.
Like a money?
And he was wearing this necklace.
Well, he killed it, too.
In the bar. Home run derby.
Damn.
And just somehow we missed him.
Damn.
I don't know.
I mean, was it a packed bar? Like,
someone stole
that
shit from him?
No, it was like at the end of the night. Like, he got a picture with somebody at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Do you see people like in Colorado that are like fucked up? Like, you could probably tell. Like,
yeah, come on, tell us.
Yeah, there's a.
So what can you do? Like, what can you pull up at a store at and just cop in Colorado?
As far as I'm aware, shrooms and any kind of marijuana.
So not like fucking coke.
No.
Or like nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah, right. You go,
just shrooms.
Past the baking, baking soda aisle.
No acid or anything.
Just says Coke.
Yeah, Coke's right by, what do you say, only the baking soda aisle?
Yeah, right next to the baking soda aisle.
Coke's in the shop,
right?
So where's this place from, Bill?
All right, so the place was Dirty Jersey Smoke Shop up in Butler, New Jersey.
But you go there? Like you could
So I don't go there.
My friend goes there.
My friend told me that it opened up, and I was like, oh, shit, a dispensary in New Jersey? That's not too far. It was an hour away, but, you know, it was pretty far, but...
That's fine.
But who cares? It was for an adventure. We were bored.
I had to do a drone.
So we headed down there, and they had everything. Literally everything. Like, so from bongs to flour to dabs.
I don't mind long drives.
Edibles,
you know that. Like, well, an hour drive to me is just whatever.
Yeah.
Josh,
it's an hour drive.
I got a pod on. I got something on. And I'm more or less just, like, thinking to myself and not even, like...
Yeah, spacing down the road.
It's great, man. You got some time to think.
Love about it, bro. Anything. Especially because I don't got no one to talk to. No one's talking to me. I love that, bro. I love that. Drive to work. We were talking about that the other day. It's so underestimated.
Underrated.
Oh, like the drive by yourself, like on a long
like
ride.
When you're driving to work in the morning. True. I love it.
When there's no traffic, no assholes.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm tired, but it's my alone time. That's my time in the morning in the car.
It's true.
I'm just thinking, just vibing.
Yeah, it was good. Like
a couple drinks in hand.
Yeah, okay.
8:30 in the morning.
Got a couple road sodas.
Kairos.
Got NBA Youngboy playing.
Bro, do you know who Nelk is?
Yes, of course, bro.
Did you see it? Did you see the prank they just did on the rappers?
That's great.
No.
They just released a video. I showed Ryan and Billy, but only a part of it.
The motherfuckers.
They did a prank in for Rolling Loud with, it was Lil Baby, NBA Youngboy, and Ski Mask. Ski Mask the God or some shit like that. What's his name?
Ski Mask the Slump God. So wait, what kind of class was it?
So what class?
You said it was a class.
Yeah, class in session, Frank.
No, it was during the Rolling Loud. Like they.
So they're backstage,
and everybody had their own room.
Right.
So they one of the guys, part of Nelk, I forget his name, but they said he was a new rapper from Maine.
Right.
He's Stop. Like, yeah, bro. He's like, I made it out the hood straight out of Maine.
Maine.
They named him. They named him Little Salami.
Oh, I saw that.
No salami.
So, I saw that.
So he walks into like he fucked with NBA Youngboy, and then he goes on Lil Baby.
Were they on the tour bus?
Yeah, they were on Lil Baby's trailer, and he's like, "Yo, can I spit for you real quick? I got bars, baby." And he was like, "All right." He's like, "Stop right there." He's like, a squad of people are in this like.
They wouldn't let him too close, just in case he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so then he's like, spit right there. So he's like, all right. He's like, this one's about my granny. He's like, you know, it means a lot to me.
Yeah, my granny.
He's like, it all started when I lost my granny. And he goes on, and then he's like, they know that I'm corny. He's like, and then he's like, then I slap my cheeks and I'm fucking horny. He's like, he beats me till I'm red.
Beats me till I'm red. And the guy's like, whoa, stop.
He's like, time to go.
They kicked him right off.
Lil Baby was dying.
He was dying. Who's like the one rapper do you guys think that's like just the ultimate, like you can't mess with them?
Like they would fucking kill you?
Like they'll genuinely like probably send a hit out on you if you disrespected them.
Oh, I know. Fucking, what's his name? Who, with the fucking...
Like Birdman?
No.
Or like
what's his name?
Birdman, jeez.
The guy with like all the grill in his teeth. He's small. He's got like, shit. How
about small, all the gold in his teeth.
That's like half Kodak is out there.
Kodak would. I feel like he's a straight killer. Like,
nah, I don't think Kodak.
Kodak Black's a straight killer. I mean, the guy who
he's got the showcase.
I think the game would.
The game, yeah.
The game would fuck me up. I think he's also.
Oh yeah, I think he'll do it himself.
Probably.
Yeah, he would.
Probably.
100% fat.
Didn't you ever see that? There was like a thing on MTV a while ago, where this guy would go into other people's lives, and I don't even know like what his thing was. I just know he got involved with people that he wasn't familiar with, and like Mano. Remember Mano?
Right.
He got involved with him, and like I don't know if he was saying something to disrespect him, but Mano just like grabbed him by the neck, and like one of his guys was like, "Let him live, let him live, let him live."
No way. My God,
let him live.
Because people really are about that life.
Yeah.
And you really never know.
No.
Like about, and that's the only thing that ever not scared me, but like made me worried when we were interviewing people like in Belmar those times.
Yeah.
Is you can interview someone that genuinely just does not fuck with something that you said, and you'll get swung at.
Yeah, or if they're just a psychopath.
No problem. They'll swing at you. They don't give a fuck. Like, there's people out there that'll do that. So
you'll never
know with that.
I always think about that, like when we're in fucking like
what people's road rage, like any type of rage,
any type of store, like you're you never be a know, fucking bro. Psychopath in there. One thing you say wrong, they could just
yep.
end your life right there, and that's it.
I'm gonna go off Josh's question. Who's the rapper that you'd like to hang out with?
Hang out the most.
Like, who would be the most chill rapper
to bull with? Probably for me. It's a tough one. I can't lie.
It's easy.
Honestly,
I feel like you would just be like, yeah, Wheezy.
Honestly, nah, not Wayne. Honestly, 2 Chainz. I would love to hang out with 2 Chainz. If I'm 2 honest, Chainz, I love 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
He's underrated all time, in my opinion.
He does
He's goated, in my
opinion. Oh, no, I'm thinking of, no, is 2 Chainz the one that does like all the
2 Chainz, but I got me a few won't.
He does all those shows, right? Like where 2 Chainz
does like
smoke 2 Chainz.
He does like the cooking show. He has like a whole like weed show. He gets fucking stupid, like stupid high on these weed shows, dude. Yeah. He's mad edibles. 2 Chainz. I'd probably say like fucking. I mean, I would love to hang out with Kanye. I just feel like he's so interesting. Yeah. And I would literally be like
just to hear wherever fucking comes out of his mouth. Dude.
He's just so interesting. I feel like, and I also love Kanye like as a artist.
I don't think Kanye smokes though. Does he smoke?
I don't give a fuck.
I'd just be high next to Kanye.
I would just. Well, I would like, no. I'd probably be dead sober next to Kanye because he'd be intimidating to be next to. But I would also love to hang out with
him. Just see how his brain works.
Yeah.
There was a story.
He also dropped Kim K, so I know he's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you know he's probably smacking chicks. Yeah, bro, that's gotta be crazy to think of. Like that just goes to show you that you know it's all about the fucking relationship because it
looks like you can genuinely love the person and just hate the relationship.
Right.
Like, that's like a real thing, and I've learned that. Like the person you love, but the relationship just sucks dick,
and, you're just and like, you have to just
dip out. This ain't it. But you really do like the person.
Yeah, like, for sure. So, yeah. But what about like...
You know what works for you and whatnot.
Of course.
What about if you had to go on a date with one female rapper?
Female rapper?
What we got?
I know maybe like three.
Young Ma.
No, Young Ma.
Young Ma.
That's hard. I mean the hot, like a female rapper. Like
I mean, how about we'll just do...
Nikki.
Nikki.
She's goated.
I know forever. You always talked about Nikki in the highest light.
Nikki is a top 50 rapper in the history of rap.
Josh goes off. He's like, bro,
top 35.
He's like, itty bitty piggy in my AirPods all the time.
Yo, that shit that she dropped, that fucking old mixtape shit, old shit bust.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Nikki is definitely goated, and she's the best female rapper
hands down.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Nah, she.
Cardi B, bro. People are saying Cardi B is better than Nicki, bugging. Nah. Meg Thee Stallion, bugging. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro.
Of course, like, they're hot, bro. Cardi's a fucking stripper. Like, she was a stripper. Like, imagine, like, your wife being a stripper. I mean, Offset also cheated on fucking Cardi, like, 30 times, probably. But
what do you think you would do if, like, what would your...
Like, those fucking TikToks where, like, a dude will be, like, they reenact, like, the girl will be pretend a porn star and, like, the dude will be the boyfriend.
Right,
oh, how was work today, honey? Oh, it was a really long day, hon. Oh, really God. Long and hard day.
Can you really imagine that, stressful. Bro?
Holy shit,
dude. No,
it was
at all.
Super hard today. Whatever, honey.
Stop.
I always think about, like just getting like tons of like, let's say like you hit the lottery like tomorrow, like the Powerball is tonight, you fucking hit like 219 million. And now you're just like, you get a place like right next to fucking Kanye's house. And now you got like,
I would, first of all, I would definitely be out to Cali if I were to have ever won the lottery. And I would also, I would look to see who is surrounding me to make, I would, that would be cool to live next to, you know, somebody relatively famous or definitely famous.
That'd be fucking dope.
You know what I'm saying?
What about you, Ryan? Who would you want to live next to?
Gordon Ramsay. You've never even said, who would you want to chill with?
Just rapper-wise?
Yeah.
It's one of two. It's either Lil Dicky or Jack Harlow.
Lil Jack Dicky.
They're just...
Underrated. Underrated response.
Funny. Did you see the Jack Harlow when...
Did you see his Twitter?
Funny, with what's her name on the red carpet?
It's him and Drewski, and like they're just...
Yeah, with him and Sweetie.
And she was like, why are you shaking?
He fly, bro. He's fly.
Dude, he was so smooth.
He fly.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
They pretty much like, he went up to Sweetie and was like, hey, Sweetie, how you doing? My name's Jack. And she's like, I know. And he goes, and they're talking about something. And then she says something. And she goes,
why are you shaking?
Why are you shaking? And he's like, am I? And she's like, yeah. And then he just grabs her hand and goes like, Nobody's shaking.
My man's fly. He's slick, bro. He gets slick.
Someone wrote, when she said, why are you shaking? She's like, saying her thoughts out loud. Right. No.
Insane.
Nah, yeah. Jack Harlow is an underrated response. He's mad funny.
So funny.
Because I have the same kind of comedy.
Like, I said it all the time. Like, he could hang out with us.
I have the same kind of comedy where, like, you'll say kind of like gay, like just some sus shit. Just sus shit. It's funny. Yeah. Like, who gives it? You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone knows who you are.
Yeah.
It's just right. funny. Like, I like that personally. Just it's yourself. Just mad funny. Yeah.
You can't yeah. hide.
Him and the Drewski, and then Drewski acting like it's not funny. Oh my God. It's so, it's so funny because it's obviously fucking hysterical.
Yeah, he's good.
You know what I'm saying?
I love when he does that shit, bro. What do you think about the new song with him and Lil Nas? Like,
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good. Bad. Jack Harlow's good, bro. Can I get another one of those too? Thank you. Jack Harlow's good. Did you see what he said though about the scene?
Oh yeah, the locker room scene.
Don't look at me like that.
God damn, Josh. Yeah, drink us out the
he
house.
He was like, home. Man, if Nas asked me to be in the locker room scene, I would have been in it.
I only had two.
I'm about that three.
All right, Dad.
Can I get
one?
Yeah, he's such a liar. Wrap it up.
Yeah, soon. But we'll do it.
Yeah,
soon.
We'll talk about this and then we'll move on. But basically, if you didn't watch the new Lil Nas X video, it was basically like he's basically saying like people fucking hate on me because I'm gay,
right?
And they're putting me in jail,
right?
Because I'm gay. So he's like, fuck it, I'll put myself in like this jail of like gay dudes.
Dude, I thought that was the fucking funny. To be honest, the production of the video was actually pretty fucking.
No, funny. Zach just saying like, oh, I wish I kind of was in that scene. Like, it's just funny, bro.
Yeah, like, that's just funny. He's like, if he's like his personal vision for that music video, you would have asked like, me, I would have been in that.
If you're commenting on that and saying, oh, Jack Harlow sus, and you're being like genuinely serious, like, just calm the fuck down, bro.
Yeah, it's
like,
exactly.
No one could take a joke anymore. Everything's too serious. It's like the world is too serious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
Jokes are gone. You know, might as well not be a comedian.
No, comedians still make dirty jokes.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh.
There's definitely comedians that make dirty jokes.
And then every now and
jokes.
Then they cross the line. They have to apologize for it. Yeah, they don't release anything for like 3 years, and then they come back like nothing happened.
Yeah, and everyone's like, yay, he's back.
Like, Louis C.K. Exactly. is back.
Really?
Apparently. Louis C.K.?
Really?
Somebody told me he's back.
I don't even know who that is.
He was like, he was
Chris D'Elia or whatever.
Chris D'Elia.
No, it was the dude from Guy Code.
Guy Code?
It wasn't Chris. I think his name was.
What are you doing, Guy Code?
I have no idea. But that show, Guy Code, on MTV.
Oh, shit. You're lucky, brother.
That MTV show, Guy Code, was fucking good. Look, it was empty. Shit was mad funny. I used to watch that religiously in high school.
That show was very entertaining. And I remember they did like a fucking. Rip off it from like
it was Girl Code. Well, that wasn't a rip off. It was just
no. I meant in my school they did some type of like fake news.
fake
Guy Code type version. I was like, this ain't it.
Nah, those MTV, like we said last time, those MTV shows, fucking good, dude. Definitely Guy Code.
Next.
Remember
we talked about all these.
Remember when they used to beat up the bullies?
Stop. That's what celebrity. I love that.
When they used to like bring in like a fucking UFC fighter and they just
kick his ass,
just fucking body best. This kid from fucking random rural fucking Illinois.
There was one episode where like the bully like fucking destroyed the fighter. Oh, it was crazy. God, I was like, he was like,
because you never know who the bully. The bully could genuinely be like a good fighter,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He definitely does.
But most of the time, like, the bully's just a kid who's beating up on a 5'3" kid. Like, that's not going to do anything.
No, the best is when the bully beat up the fighter. He looked right at the nerd. He's like, you're gonna have twice as hard. And then what's his face? The host. Yeah. He looked at him. He's like, you're fucked, kid.
Yeah.
We tried.
No, I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
We tried.
He didn't say that. Imagine. Well, we lost. We tried our hardest. Shit.
There was a part I remember where the bully won. Like, he won all the money. And like,
but he didn't win. He just outlasted it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He outlasted it. So he was like, he told the kid he was bullying, he's like, he got the money. He's like, I'll take care. He's like, I won't bully you anymore. I'll take care. I was like, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's like, he's, yeah.
Okay. That kid's getting
now he's got the money and he's going to bully you.
Yeah, that kid's getting a wedgie first period Monday morning.
100%.
Something a lot on Tuesday.
Yeah, that kid's getting a swirly. 100%.
Kid's getting a swirly. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast of What Guys Think, episode 15. If you're a new listener and you happen to listen to us from finding us on TikTok, thanks for listening, and continue to, if you haven't listened to the old episodes, and stay tuned for the future episodes.
The TikTok, shout it out, Frank.
TikTok's the same as the Instagram. It's What Guys Think _official. Mm-hmm. And you
we
can,
got it bussing.
We're gonna, yeah, we also have an OnlyFans. What guys stink? Smelly puss.
Yeah, first thing on there is Billy's ass.
My ass cheeks
spread wide, and
They don't get to see the spread unless they pay an extra $5.
Yeah, we're gonna actually start doing that, and Ryan's gonna handle the money, and Josh is taking the photos.
Yeah, I will be right there.
All
right,
guys, we'll see you guys next time. Take care. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you guys at Chuck E. Cheese. Thank you guys all for coming out last Friday. We were all there. Thank you guys for coming out. If you were there, we appreciate you guys.
Bada bing.
Bada bing. Bada bing. Bada boom. See you guys at Lala Gagoots.
Peace.
Lala
Gagoots. Peace. Perfect.